Hi, welcome to this episode of the AI Show. I'm Anna Thomas.
I'm Rodrigo Souza.
And we're applied data scientists on the cloud and AI team here at Microsoft. We specifically work on a Learn AI effort to help democratize AI. So the way that we do that is we've developed these boot camps and we go around the world sharing them with people, but we want to share them with you today. And the way we're going to do that is release these materials out. We've got them all hosted on GitHub, so you can do the labs as you please throughout your needs of what you need as far as AI goes. And the way the labs are structured is we have two parts. We have a part geared towards emerging AI developers and a part geared towards the professional AI developer. And an emerging AI developer is really an IT developer that's looking to start infusing AI and some intelligence into their applications. On the other hand, a professional AI developer are AI developers and data scientists who are looking to implement the full data science lifecycle. So in those labs, we'll focus on the team data science process, batch AI, and Azure machine learning services. In the first 2 days, which are emerging, we'll focus on services like Azure Bot services, cognitive services, and even a little bit of Azure Search. So with that, I want to kind of switch it up and we'll talk a little bit about the AI landscape. So Rodrigo, what can you tell us about the AI landscape?
Microsoft's strategy for AI is to build an end-to-end platform with services and tools for intelligent cloud and intelligent edge. Our platform has options for any kind of AI scenario. Starting from the top, you can use embedded AI into applications like LinkedIn, Cortana, or Microsoft Office. You also can find and deploy end-to-end AI solutions from the Azure AI Gallery. In our bootcamp, we'll teach you how to leverage pre-built services and create your own AI solution. And for customized scenarios, you can use tools and services to create your own models. So I will get back to Anna. So Anna, what are you going to do today?
Yeah, so let's dive into a little bit of the materials. So you can follow that link to access the Learn AI Bootcamp materials specifically for emerging. And you can see there's a lot in here. We give a welcome, we talk about some of the goals, we go through some prerequisites, but I want to skip to the agenda. So in the 2 days, which you can complete, again, in any order that you want, or just complete the labs that you want to learn more about, we have them structured kind of like this. So we do a few labs. So in this first day that we'll be talking about in this episode, we'll talk about computer vision API, custom vision service, and developing applications with Lewis. And at the end of each day, we like to add a bootcamp case, which is kind of like a mini business case, where we try to apply some of the ideas that we've learned throughout the day. And even if you're completing this at home by yourself, I highly recommend you go through this as a thought experiment. And we're actually going to dive into lab 1.1, just to show you guys what each of the labs are kind of structured like. You'll get some objectives and some more prerequisites, but I want to dive into the architecture. So this is the architecture that will take you through the first 2 days of the bootcamp. And while you can do the lab standalone, if you complete all of the labs, you'll actually build this end-to-end solution of a picture bot. And the idea behind our picture bot is that you have images on your computer that you want to upload into the cloud, and then you want to be able to query or search on those images using the interface of a bot. So the way we do that is we start on our computer and we'll develop a simple command line application that calls the computer vision API and returns the tags and captions for our pictures so they're easier for us to search. Next, those images will be stored in a storage blob, and the URI, along with the caption and the tags, will go into a Cosmos database in the cloud. And what we can do from there is we can develop an Azure Search Index to search those images and actually return the links to the images along with the caption and tags to our bot. Finally, we'll add a Lewis model on top of that so we can enhance the natural language capabilities of our bot application. So each lab will have some explanation of what's in it. Usually we have a starting file and a finishing file, so if you get stuck, you have somewhere to go. And each labs will be broken up into different sections. So, you know, Rodrigo, why don't you show us this first lab and some of the things we're going to build?
Yes, in the first lab, we'll create a data science virtual machine where we have all software and permissions to create our solution. After you clone our GitHub repo, you see the code in the Solution Explorer, and the first class I want to show you is the image processor. Here is where we work from the whole time in a bootcamp. You will learn how to create interactions with the Custom Vision API and also Cosmos DB. As you can see, here you also need to add your Azure Search keys, Azure Services keys, to make the solution work. And I will demo how this command line application works. Here I save it in the Photos folder. This image is about food. As you can see, you have many kinds of food. And I want to process these images with our Vision API. It's a long path, don't worry, but the execution is pretty simple. You just need to use the folder, the exact folder, as a input parameter. And the interesting thing is the insights the application returns also in your command line interface, but also it will save in this information in Cosmos DB. Now, Anna, which other cognitive services will you use in the solution?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're actually going to extend on our computer vision API example and develop a custom vision classification example, which is basically you can use custom vision to develop image classification models pretty easily. You can do it in the GUI, but in our labs, we actually build them programmatically in .NET, so you'll get some experience with that. And finally, we'll end the day by developing a LUIS model. Now, LUIS is used to help enhance your natural language understanding of your applications. And when you go to LUIS.ai, you'll get a screen like this. I'm already logged in, but you can go to your apps, and you can see I've got a bunch of apps, but one with many, many hits. And you can either create a new application, or you can actually import an application like the application that I've built with a JSON model. So you can export, share it with your friends, share it with colleagues that are working on the same model. Now, when we go into our LUIS model, this is our LUIS model for the picture bot, we can see we have a list of different intents. And what these are the different actions that a user might be trying to perform when they talk to our bot, or if it was an application, the application. So for our picture bot, we have things like share pics, search pics, order pics. You always usually have a none intent to catch the things that don't fit anywhere, and along with a greeting intent. So I want to dive into our search pics intent, and you can see that there's a lot of like phrases and things that people might say. Those are called utterances, and these have been trained over time by me and using active learning, which you'll learn more about in the labs. But you can see I have a lot of endpoint utterances, but you really only need to start with 5 or 10 to start. What you can also see is that there's these blue highlighted things called facet. And when I hover, it says dog. So this means that I added an utterance, but on top of that, I needed some additional context. So not only do we want to use LUIS to tell us what we're trying to do, but give us some of those details around it. And that's what the facet or entities are for. And so in this case, since we're searching for pictures, we're trying to figure out what people are actually searching for. So that's what we use dogs for. So, for example, we might want to search for, add another utterance. Maybe we want to add, show me pictures of men wearing glasses, because we want to be able to accomplish multi-word search, because you'll see right now I just have a lot of one-word searches for dogs. But the more you train it with different scenarios that are likely, the more likely it's going to perform the way you want it to. So we can see here it actually picked up men wearing glasses pretty well. But what you also may have noticed is that my train sign went red. So every time you make a change to your model, you'll have to train and publish it again. So let's train it up, and usually it only takes a few seconds, but sometimes it gets put in a queue and it can take a minute or two. See, very fast. And then we can actually test our model right within that interface. And so we can say something like, hello, bot. And we can see it's with pretty high confidence, it thinks that's a greeting. And we can also see some more details. So if it was wrong, we could edit that actually right in here. And we can see there were no predicted entities. On top of that, we can compare it with our published model and see how we've done since the last time we published. And you can see with our added utterances, we've actually increased the confidence quite a bit. Let's try searching for something else. So let's search for something multi-word. So let's search for pictures of swimming people. So let's see. So now we can see that our currently editing model was actually able to pick up the swimming people, but our production model wasn't quite able to pick up both words. And so that's why you have to make sure you retrain, republish, add utterances. It's really a cycle. But you'll get a lot more experience with this when you actually develop the labs and develop this model by going through the labs. And that kind of concludes what we'll demo for today. And we just want to point you guys to our resources and encourage you to join next week, where we'll talk about Azure Search, and also we'll get a sneak peek at the new Bot SDK v4. And we've actually created a lab for you guys so you can go ahead and get some experience with that new SDK.
We want to also share additional resources with you. We have the Azure AI Solutions Gallery, where you see the end-to-end solutions, the full GitHub code of our lab, of our boot camps, always available for you, and our team website, the Learn Analytics teams, and finally, the Microsoft AI School.
Great. Yeah, so thanks for joining, and we hope to see you guys in our next episode of the AI Show.